यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रम् अथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Second chapter, 18th section, we have completed. In this section, Pancha Bhaktika Sama has been pointed out. In all these sections, we are seeing Pancha Bhaktika Sama and Sapta Bhaktika Sama. In this 18th section, Revati Samupasana. Pashu Vishayaka Revati Samupasana. Here, that Hinkara is meditated upon the first animal, the born from the Prajapati's mukham, the face of the Lord Prajapati, that is Ajaha, goat. So Hinkara is related to that Ajaha, the goat. We have to meditate upon the Upasaka. And from the arms of the Prajapati, the second born animal is sheep. Then Prastava has to be meditated upon that. Then Udgita, from the feet of the, from the abdomen of that Prajapati, the cows are born, third animals, thirdly born. Then the fourth, from the Lord's feet, the horses are born. Therefore, we see that horses as the Pratihara Bhakti. Pratihara Bhakti. Then the last Pashu is none other than human being, Purushaha. So that is Purushaha, that is Gana Samapti, Nidhanam. So all these animals, above said animals, taken care of by Purushaha, human being. Why he take care of that? For his sake. The benefit he is only going to get. All these domesticated animals are the beneficial to this human being, he will take care of. So Purushaha is the final one. So Nidhanam. What is the phalam given here? Pashu Samruddhi. Whoever does Upasana in this manner, he gets lot of Pashus. Pashu Samruddhi means prosperity in having the cattle, all other domesticated animals. He is benefited by them. That is the phalam. Then Vratam also pointed out, Pashu Ninda Na Kuryat is the Vratam. We should not hate or criticize the animals, domesticated animals also. We have to call them as he, she only we have to call. We have to respect them. Reverence towards the whole creation to bring in our minds the Upanishads explaining in this manner. Not only that, one more vratam also we can derive, and the mantra itself says, Mamsam na bhakshayet. At least 1 year, this upasaka should not touch that non-veg. Only 1 year, second year he can eat now. He can reduce. Those are accustomed to that. 1 year habit slowly lead to regular habit. He will stop totally. So Shastra asks a person totally become a non-veg. He will not respect the Shastra. Even Shastra encourage certain prohibited actions also sometime, because a person cannot come out of those weaknesses, bad habits, at a stretch. Within one time he cannot come out. Gradually only he can come out. Veda knows that. So therefore gradually he has to come out of that habit of eating non-veg. So that you respect the animals in front of your eyes when you are taking care of them. When you develop love and affection, how can you kill them? You cannot kill. So that upasana helps the people to become vegetarians. So what Veda expects, everyone should be a vegetarian. Yesterday I saw one drama, Punya Koti drama. Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati's favorite drama. It is very famous in Karnataka. That cow met a tiger. The tiger wants to eat the cow. Cow tells, I'll go and give milk to my baby and I'll come back. Tiger says, how can I believe you? I speak only truth. I will come back to you. Then it goes there and that child, it gives milk and hand over that small baby to all other cows. It comes again, meet this tiger. Now you can eat me, the cow asks. Then the tiger really moved. How can I eat such an honest, truthful cow? I cannot eat. You are so truthful, honest. Then how can you survive? I will survive like you. You are eating grass. You are surviving. I will also eat grass only. I will also survive. So Swamiji extends this, how one should know, come out of that non-vegetarian. The violence has to come down slowly. Non-violence has to improve in the society, in the minds of the people. That story tells us, Satyavak Paripalanam, how one should be honest. And this cow embraced the tiger. That now there are so many tigers, you know. There are tigers means you can understand. I hope I need not explain. There are other tigers here. So what with our honesty, with our truthfulness, we are going to embrace them. We want to change their minds. The violence, the mind, that attitude we have to change. That is what the theme Swamiji want to communicate to all people in all languages. Now you see that same mantra comes here. We have to respect all animals. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we enter into the 19th section. We will read the first mantra, 19th section.
लोमहिंकारः
त्वक्प्रस्तावः मांसमुद्गीतः
अस्ति प्रतिहारः
மஜ்ஜாநிதனம் ஏதத்ஞாயஜ்ஞேயம் அங்கேஷு ப்ரோதம் சய ஏவ மேதத்ஞாயஜ்ஞேயம் யஜ்ஞேயம் அங்கேஷு ப்ரோதம் வேதம் அங்கீபவதி நாங்கேன விஹூர்ச்சதி சர்வமாயுரேதி ஜோக்ஜீவதி மகான் பிரஜயா பசுபிர் பவதி மகான் கீர்த்யாம் சம்வத்சரம் அக்ஞஹம் நாஷ்ணீயா தத்வ்ரதம் மக்னோ நாஷ்ணீயாதிதி வாம் Now, essence of this mantra is Yajna Yajniya Samu Upasana. The name of this Upasana is Yajna Yajniya Samu Upasana. Sharira Anga Vishaya Yajna Yajniya Samu Upasana. Sharira Anga Vishaya. What are the sharira angas, limbs of the body mentioned here? Number one is loma. Loma means hair. This hair itself has got three names in Sanskrit. Kesha is also called hair. Smashru is also called hair. The hair on the body is called loma. The hair on the head is called kesha. The hair on the face is called smashru. Hiranyasmashruna. That Hiranyagarbha, when you are talking, no? Golden mustache, golden beard, no? That person. We call it as Hiranya Smashruhuna. Smashru means the hair on the face. So loma here, hair on the body. It is also a part, anga of the body we can take. Number one. So hinkara, we have to take. The Pasu Vishaya Upasana Anantaram, when you take milk of this goat and cow, generally you get good health. So next, what is the topic? That Purusha who used that all animals, he is getting benefit. So now we are talking about the body. How a person take care of his body, all angas. See the connection. So I already informed you that Vishwarupa Upasana brought out here. Each and every section you can see that. All Pashus also come under creation. Human body also come under creation. Even human body Angas also come under the Vishwarupa. So like that we have to keep that in our mind. Then only you can enjoy the subject. Otherwise, why all these things in our tone? So you should remember that context. So hinkara bhakti upon loma. When one has to meditate upon, even the hair on the body is also you should respect. It's very important. Then next prastava is tvak. Tvak means skin. Tvak. Tvagindriyam. It is the first covering. No? All bones are covered by the tvak. Tvagindriyam. Prastava bhakti has to be meditated upon tvagindriyam. Then udgita bhakti has to be meditated upon mamsa, flesh. Then pratihara bhakti has to be meditated upon asthi. Asthi means bones. All are there in us. Bones are there, flesh is there. Then last and final one is nidhanam. Nidhana bhakti, sama bhakti has to be meditated upon majja. Majja means a bone marrow. Between bone and bone, there is a marrow. There is cartilage like that. That is majja. Here mantra, majnyaha, majnyaha is there. That is a napumsakalinga majjan shabdaha. Majja, majjanau, majjanaha. Majjanam, majjanau, majnyaha. And the majnyaha in mantra it comes. So one has to meditate upon the one's own organs of the body. Organs in the sense, this flesh, bones, and bone marrow, all these things one has to meditate upon. What is the benefit of this upasana? Phalam. So each and every part of your body you have to respect. See, that phalam is he will not get pangutvam. The lameness, blindness, pangutvam. Pangutvam anna angavaikalyam, handicapped. He will never become handicapped. Angahinam. Pangutvam means lame. Nundi, nundi nadakkaradha. And he will never be blind. He will never have any deformity in his organs. Throughout life, all organs will be intact. Adhidhari namakku venu. So that upasana one has to do. He will not get any deformities in his limbs. So the vratam, he should not eat marrow, flesh. He should not eat flesh, mamsam. He should not eat. That is the vratam. At least for a 1 year. And the 1 year habit, it will become regular habit. So that is the expectation of Veda here. That indicates he should be non-vegetarian. Many people say, na, Veda is encouraging non-vegetarian. Kadiyave kadiyade. Veda is giving a margin to the people. Veda never say, eat non-veg. Because human being is having free will choice. Veda cannot come and condemn, take away the freedom of the human being. Veda gives a chance, time for the person. So that is the vratam. Now 18th, 20th section we will enter. Agnir hinkaraha.
Agnir hinkaraha.
Vayu prastavaha.
Vayu prastavaha.
Aditya udgitaha.
Aditya udgitaha.
Nakshatrani pratiharaham.
Nakshatrani pratiharaham.
Chandrama nidhanam.
Chandrama nidhanam.
Etadrajanam devata suprotam.
Etadrajanam devata suprotam.
சய ஏவமேதத்ராஜனம் தேவதாசு ப்ரோதம் தாசாமேவ தேவதானாம் தேவதானாம் சலோகதாம் சார்ஷ்ணிதாம் சாயுஜ்யம் கச்சதி சர்வமாயுரேதி ஜோக்ஜீவதி மகான் பிரஜயா பசுபிர்பவதி மகான் கீர்த்யா ப்ராஹ்மணான் நிந்தேத் தத்வ்ரதம் This section, the name of the Upasana is Agni Devata Rajana Samopasana. Agni Devata Rajana Samopasana. In the previous Upasana, the teacher has mentioned the limbs of the body. Sharira Angani, limbs of the body. So once the limbs of the body has come, the devatas has to be mentioned. Every limb has got its adhishtana devata. So naturally devatas will come into the picture. In this mantra, devatas preceding devatas. Have been pointed out. Number one is Agni Devata, who is the first Devata, Agni Devata, visible Devata. In Yajna, we use that Yajna, Yajnam and Peru Chunale, who is the first, foremost Agni Devata. Without Agni Devata, there is no Yajna. Without Agnihotram, there is no Yajnam. Vaidika karma means Agnihotram. So upon Hinkara, Agni Devata has to be meditated. The Prastava, the second one is, second one in that Samaganam on Vayu Devata. So that Agni Devata is there in our body. Vayu Devata is there. So how can you see sacred and secular division? Is it possible for a Hindu, a Vaidika? Everything is sacred. How can you see? Because that Vayu Devata is there in the world. I am alive because of that only. Vayu Devata, Prastava. Udgita Bhakti has to be meditated upon Aditya Devata. Then Pratihara upon Nakshatra Devata. Then final upon Chandrama Nidhanam, Nidhana Sama. This is all come under Bhavana. All come under Bhavana, your attitude. On Chandrama, we have to, Chandra Devata, you have to invoke upon this Nidhana Sama. What is the phalam? If one meditated upon these Devatas with the help of those Sama Bhaktis, Pancha Bhaktika Sama. Phalam is Salokyam. Same loka that Upasaka can reach. Salokyam. Which Devata he is doing Upasana, that same loka he can attain. சார்ஷ்ணிதாம் மீன்ஸ் சமான சமிருத்தித்வம். தட் தேவதா ஹவு மச் த ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி இஸ் தேர், ஈக்குவலி திஸ் உபாசக ஆல்சோ என்ஜாய் த ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டின் சமான சமிருத்தித்வம். Along with gods, whatever food they will eat, he will also eat. Whatever bed they use, he will also use. Whatever comforts they are having, this upasaka also will get. And sayujyam means samana dehatvam, the same body also he will enjoy. Leaving this body, which body has got limitations, this upasaka gets that type of body of that devata because of upasana. So without body, how can you enjoy all those things? So samana dehatvam also is required. Otherwise you can't enjoy those comforts. So with this body you can't go and enjoy. So that is all the phalams. This is called shraddha. Sheer shraddha on Veda. Only shraddha irundada idellame namu ottuk mudiyum, then Veda will take us to the higher steps. So having shraddha on Veda is not so easy. This samana dehatvam or aikyam, aikyam with that devata. What is the vratam? Brahmanan na nindyat. So he should not criticize Brahmanas. That upasaka, when he is doing that upasana, when he sees Brahmanas, he should respect. He should not criticize them, censure them. He should not look down upon any Brahmana. Brahmana is the one Guna Brahmana we are talking. Guna Brahmana, not Jati Brahmana. Guna Brahmana means by nature sattvic, very good in nature. He never hurt others, he never say lies, simple living and always wishing, you know, well-wisher of others, well-learned. He is called Brahmana. The one who is smoking is not a Brahmana. Who takes liquor is not a Brahmana. Who eats non-veg is not a Brahmana, according to Shastra. He is maybe a Jati Brahmana, but he is not a Brahmana, Guna Brahmana. But a person who born in another caste, Vaishya or Shudra or Kshatriya caste, but he follows all the Brahmana virtues, he is only real Brahmana, Veda tells. People do not know this. How Veda gives a high pedestal to all people, Guna Brahmana only is highlighted. That's why those are Nandanar and all respected in this culture till today. So we have to understand. Brahmanas has to be respected. Next section we will enter, 21.
Sai Vidya Hinkaraha. Traya Ime Lokaha. ச பிரஸ்தாவஹம் அக்னிர் வாயுராதித்யஹம் ச உத்கீதஹம் நக்ஷத்ராணி வயாம்சீம் மரீசயஹ ச பிரதிஹாரஹம் சர்பா கந்தர்வாஹம் பிதரஸ்தன்னிதனம் ஏதத் சாம சர்வஸ்மின் ப்ரோதம் சய ஏவமேதத் சாமம் சர்வஸ்மின் ப்ரோதம் வேதம் சர்வகும்ஹபவதி ததேஷ ஸ்லோகஹ யானி பஞ்சதா த்ரீணி த்ரீணி தேப்யஹ நத்யாயஹ பரமன்யதஸ்தி யஸ்தத்வேத ஸ வேத ஸர்வம் சர்வாதிஷோ பலிமஸ்மை ஹரந்தி சர்வமஸ்மீத்யுபாசீத தத்வ்ரதம்.
Now this Upasana name is, this is 21, the section. This is the highest Upasana, culmination. Sarva Vishayaka Samopasana. Sarva Vishayaka Samopasana. Trayi Vishayaha means the three Vedas. First, number one is Trayi Vishayaha, means three Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda. Three Vedas. So in every step, Trikam is there. In this Upasana, in every step, there are three. That is why Trayi Vishayakam. Number two, three lokas, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka and Suvarloka. Three lokas. Number three, Devatas are also three. Agnihi, Agni Devata. Number two, Vayu Devata. நம்பர் த்ரீ ஆதித்ய தேவதா, த்ரிகம். ஸோ பூஹு பூவஹ சுவஹ த்ரிகம், த்ரீ லோகாஸ். ஹியர் தேவதாஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ த்ரீ, வேதாஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ த்ரீ. த நம்பர் ஃபோர், நக்ஷத்ராணி வயாம்சி ரஷ்மயஹ. நக்ஷத்ராணி மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டார்ஸ். யூ கேன் டேக் மூன். மூன் இஸ் த பிக்கெஸ்ட் ஸ்டார். மூன் birds, vayamsi means birds, birds, rays, then rays, rashmayaha means the sun rays, r-a-y-s. So you have to see the first three Vedas, hinkara, then next three bhuh bhuvaha suvaha prastavaha, then Agni, Vayu, Aditya, Udgitha, Sama Bhakti. So this is your homework. Every time I need not tell, you have to relate to that. Then stars, birds and rays, Pratihara, Bhakti. Then the fifth Trikam is Gandharva, Sarpa, Gandharva, Pitru. Connected to Nidhana Sama Bhaktina. Here Sarpa ki Vishadhara ne per. Vishadhara, the one who is having Visham, is called Vishadhara. Vishadhara, Gandharva related, Dhakara is related. Thus, Dhakara is related, Vishadhara la Dhakaram is there. Gandharva also Dhakara is there. Nidhanam also Dhakara is there. So therefore, தகார சாமியம், விஷதரா கந்தர்வா இன் நிதனம். ஸோ ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரிகம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபைவ் சாமபக்திஸ் கனெக்டட் டு தெம். தென் வாட் இஸ் த ஃபலம்? சர்வஸ்வரூபா பவதி, சர்வஸ்வரூபா பவதி, ஹி பிகம் எவ்ரிதிங், ஆல்ரவுண்டர் என்ன அர்த்தம், ஆல்ரவுண்டர், எவ்ரிதிங் நோஸ், டான்ஸ், மியூசிக், ஆர்ட், எவ்ரிதிங், ஆல் சப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் ஆர்ட்ஸ், எவ்ரிதிங். திஸ் இஸ் த ரிஹார்சல் ஆக்சுவலி. வாட் சர்வம் பிரம்மமயம், அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மிக்கு, இது ரிஹார்சல். அதுக்குதான் பாலுக்கு பாம்பு கூட, பாலு ஏன் ஊத்துறோம் என்ன பாம்புக்கு? Why you give milk to the snake? You should see the Bhagavan there. So this is the benefit. He will be respected everywhere. Once you respect all these Vedas, Lokas, and other birds, animals, everything, Devatas, you respect, in return, you also will get respect. Whatever you give, that only you get. Swamini, now I am giving, but I am not getting it. That means you have not given previously, an artham. Previous karma, that you are not given, that's why you are not getting. Therefore, now you give, in future you will get. அதெல்லாம் நம்ம மாட்டோம், நமக்கு இப்போதான் வேணும் என்ன, இதெல்லாம் சேவிங்ஸ். ஸோ வாட் எவர் கர்மா வி ஹாவ் டன், இட் வில் கம் இன் ரிட்டர்ன். ஸோ அகம் பிரம்மா சர்வகதான பாவனா வில் கம் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ். தி உபாஸ்கா வில் கெட் கிஃப்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ். எவ்ரிபடி கம் அண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் கிஃப்ட்ஸ். வேண்டான்னு சொன்னாலும் கூட விட்டுட்டு போயிடுவாங்க, வச்சுக்கோங்கோ அண்ணா, நிறைய கிஃப்ட்ஸ் வரும். சோ மெனி கிஃப்ட்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஆஸ்கிங், அண்ட் தே பிரிங் சச் ஏ திங் தட் வாட் யூ ரிக்வயர் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி. என்ன எவ்வளோ ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கும் பாருங்க, வாங்கவே வேண்டாம், எல்லாமே தானாகவே வந்துடும், எக்ஸ்ட்ரா எக்ஸ்ட்ரா வரும். யூ கேன் ஷேர் வித் அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. அப்படின்னா இப்படியே பண்ணுவோம் சுவாமி உபாசனன்னு சொல்றேன். சோ திஸ் விரதம் இஸ் வாட், சோ எவ்ரி திங் ஐ ஆம் அந்த பாவனா ஷுட் பி த விரதம். எவ்ரி திங் ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம் எவ்ரி திங். வென் கேன் ஐ ரெஸ்பெக்ட், ஐ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் மை செல்ஃப் பிகாஸ் ஐ லவ் மை செல்ஃப், தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் மை செல்ஃப். When can I respect all the Vedas, Devatas, all the stars, birds, animals, whatever is there appearing in front of me? Whenever I love them, I respect them. So when I love them, when can I love them? When I have, they are all, Brahman is pervading, Bhagavan is pervading, God is pervading in everything, and the bhavana irundada na respect panna mudiyum. I can love them, I can respect them. In return, I will also be respected. So, Sarvam Brahma Bhavana is the Vratam. That means, never look down upon anything, never criticize anything in this world. Everything deserves to be respected. Everything is deserved to be revered in this creation. Now, 22nd section, section number 22. Here also some rare ideas Upanishad is giving. Upanishad is enjoying, reveling. So you have to go along with the Upanishad. Now we have to culminate finally what is the intention of Veda also. We should keep it linked with that. A Vedantic student only can enjoy all these things. Vedantic student enjoy every subject in every field, in every, from every angle. That is the uniqueness of a Vedantic student. Why? There is nothing to hate any subject. Anything is Brahma Vibhuti, Ishvara Vibhuti of the Lord. Vibhuti of the Lord.
So once I see the vibhuti of the Lord in everything, no frustration, no depression, kavalai irukave irukadu, thunbam irukave irukadu. So this is one advantage to be free from sorrow, dukkha, shoka. This is the way, method. So my mind can revel in that alochana, that bhavana only. Where is the time to worry? Where is the time to worry? See, how you train your mind, how you direct your mind is the question. How you engage your mind in what thought is the criteria here. What is the ultimate quotation for that? Yat bhavam tad bhavati. Mind has such a power. If you keep mind in such satsanga, satgrandha patana, means mind apadiyirukum. Suppose you deviate the mind, go into a worldly matters, worldly talk, mind will fall in that. So therefore, keeping the mind always in satsanga, satgrandha patanam, always the mind gets the divinity immediately, very easily. நமக்கு ஏன் கஷ்டமானா, நம்ம வேர்ல்டு டைமில் நிறைய நேரம் இருக்கிறோம், இது வந்து கொஞ்ச நேரம் தான். இந்த சாம்பார் ரசத்துக்காக, இந்த துணி, இந்த ஷெல்டருக்காக எவ்வளோ பாட்டு பாடுறோம் பாருங்க. அதில் மனசு ஃபுல்லாக வி ஆர் லூசிங் சைட் ஆஃப். அப்போ ரொம்ப டிலே ஆகிடும் நம்ம. தட்ஸ் வை மைண்டை நீ இந்த ட்ராக்ல வச்சுக்கிறது தான் மெயின் சாதனா. Now we'll read 22nd section.
Vinardhi samnaha
vrine pashavyamiti agnerudgitaha aniruktaha prajapatehe niruktaha somasya mrudu shleshnam vayoho shleshnam balavadindrasya kraucham bruhaspatehe apad ध्वांतं वरुणस्य तान् सर्वानेवोपासेवेत वारुणं तु एव वर्जयेत. अथ यद्येनम् அமிர்தத்வம் தேவேப்யஹ ஆகாயனீம் த்வம் தேவேப்யஹ ஆகாயானீதி ஆகாயேதி ஸ்வதா பித்ருப்யஹ ஆஷா மனுஷ்யேப்யஹ திருணோதகம் பசுப்யஹ ஸ்வர்கம் லோகம் யஜமானாய அன்னமாத்மனஹ ஆகாயானீதி ஏதானி மனசா த்யாயன் அப்ரமத்தஹ ஸ்துவீத சர்வேஸ்வரா இந்திரஸ்யாத்மனஹ சர்வ ஊஷ்மாணஹ பிரஜாபதேராத்மானஹ சர்வே ஸ்பர்ஷா மிருத்யு
மிருத்யோர் ஆத்மானம் மிருத்யோ ஆத்மானஹ தம் யதி ஸ்வரேஷு ஸ்வரேஷு பால பூ ஸ்வரேஷு பால பேதேந்திரஹ ஸ்வரேஷு பால பேதேந்திரஹ சரணம் ப்ரபன்னம் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னஹ அபூவம் சத்வா ப்ரதிவக்ஷதி இத்யேனம் ப்ரூயாத் அத்த யத்யேனமூஷ்மசூபாலபேத ப்ரஜாபதிகும் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னஹ அபூவம் சத்வா ப்ரதிபக்ஷேக்ஷ்யதி இத்யேனம் ப்ரதிபேக்ஷ்யதி இத்யேனம் ப்ரூயாத் அத யத்யேனம் ஸ்பர்ஷேஷு பாலபேத மிருத்யும் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னஹ அபூவம் சத்வா ப்ரதி தக்ஷதி இத்யேனம் ப்ரூயாத் ஸர்வே ஸ்வரா கோஷவந்தஹ பலவந்தோ வக்தவ்யாஹ இந்திரே பலம் ததானீதி சர்வம் ஊஷ்மாணோ க்ரஸ்தாஹ ஊஷ்மாணோ க்ரஸ்தாஹ அநிரஸ்தாஹ விவ்ருதா வக்தவ்யாஹ ப்ரஜாபதேராத்மானம் பரிததானீதி ஸர்வே ஸ்பர்ஷாஹ லேஷேன அனபிநிஹிதாஹ வக்தவ்யாஹ மிருத்யோராத்மானம் பரிஹராணீதி ஆத்மானம் பரிஹராணீதி வெரி பிக் செக்ஷன் திஸ் இஸ் வினர்த்தி குண விசிஷ்ட சாமோபாசன வினர்த்தி It is like a test for us, you know. Vedantic student studying Chandogya Upanishad is a test until this person will come to Brahma Sutra or not. Vinardhi. Vinardhi Guna Vishishta Samopasana. Spelling and all you can see in the text itself. It is there first starting it. See, here, in this mantra, this upasana tells us how one should talk, the speech, how it should be. Communication. How one should communicate. Beautiful ideas have been given. If we study properly this, we will really hesitate to talk, whether to talk or not. See, the first one, vinarthi means the level, the loud voice. When you are talking, when you are communicating, you should talk loudly. Communicate with a proper volume. Exact volume. How much volume I have to use to reach my sentence, the words, to another person. When one person is standing near, I should not talk too loud. It should not go to first floor, second floor, that my voice. That means I do not know how to control my volume. The level, no? Volume should be controlled. Some people, they open their mouth, you can't understand what they are talking. Voice, volume, varada velile. So they can't become teachers. The good communicators are all following this. Even while talking with ordinary people also in the world, generally. That's why you see the panditas, shrotriyas who study well shastra, they always follow these rules, natural for them, spontaneous for them. Very clear, crystal clear speech. They know how to talk, how much to talk, where to talk, when to talk, what to talk, what not to talk. How to talk is the important point here. So, vinarthi means the level, volume. With a loud voice we have to speak. It is compared to a Rishabha Kunji. Rishabha means that bull, no? Its voice is so loud. Very, very loud voice. You can have a loud voice, at the same time you must have a control also. Volume must be under in your hand. So therefore, you should talk loudly. Open your voice. The voice volume is so much you have. Olden days and all, people used to attend the dramas when I was very young. No mics at all. Without mic, you heard that lady, one who came to our camp, Harikada, she says, I don't want mic. This Harikada Bhagavatas and the stage dramas, whoever does, those days no mics, just own voice. And such a loud voice they have. Because lungs capacity you require tremendously to improve your loud voice. For lungs capacity improvement, you require pranayama. So you have to do pranayama, lungs capacity will improve so that your voice volume will be increased. But apadi solli eppadi seddama pesakudadu adi periya problem. Selavu romba seddama pesinne irpa katti katti pesuva. Why you are shouting? Talk na. They are shouting is called talking for them. Naan pesinne irukken adella shouting adu. So very, very carefully observed all these rules and regulations in the Shastra. Then Udgita, high pitch. Another, next point. High pitch. Agni Devata. You are connecting the Devatas here, high pitch. That is why Agni also comes always higher and higher, up. So you also should talk in a high pitch. లో పేజీలో పురియామలే పురి పురించి పురియామలే పేసకూడదు సార్ అవర్ కమ్యూనికేషన్ ఈజ్ దెర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ కమ్యూనికేషన్ గ్యాప్స్ అని చెల్లువా ఇది హోల్ అవర్ ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కమ్యూనికేషన్ గ్యాప్ చొల్లలాము చొల్లకూడదు చొల్లలాము చొల్లకూడదు నిలిచి 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 కాలం ఎలా తల్లిడం అది కూడా ఎలా దేర్ డెవలప్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఐడియాస్ బై దట్ టైమ్ అది ఉన్న నిలిచి ఉన్న ఆయడం నమకు నల్ల అనుభవం ఇది ఎలా చొల్లవే వేండ நான் இப்படிதான் நினைச்சா இப்படிதான் ஆயிட்டேன் சொல்லுவோம் அப்புறம் இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு பழக்கம்தான் நான் இப்படிதான் நினைச்சேன் சுவாமி நினைச்சேன் ஆயிண்டே இருக்கு இப்படி நினைச்சுட்டு சொல்லக்கூடாதோன்னு சொல்லலாமன்னு நினைச்சா சொல்ல முடியலன்னு என்ன பண்றது இதெல்லாம் ஹியூமன் மைண்ட் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் எல்லாமே லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் தான் ஈவன் பர்சன் டு பர்சன் ரிலேஷன் ஆல்சோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் கம்யூனிகேஷன் கேப் So many are there to communicate in the mind. I am not able to put into words. All are in abstract form thoughts. I have to convert them into gross form, in a language. How difficult it is. How tough, no? Very difficult. Ippidi patta limitations choda nama Brahman tattva masini mahavakya solli kudukanam. Yes, imagine how difficult for a teacher, no? The third one is aniruktaha. Vague pronunciation is called aniruktaha. When they are singing, here all relevant to singing. When some singers, when they are singing, you do not know what words they are uttering. Pronunciation is not clear at all. They are good singers. They sing raga nicely. But you see, enna anda shabdam ange enna uchcharana pandra anadhu puriyadhu namakku. Adhula cassette la kattikittu nariya per tappu tappa paaduvaanga. Now, adhula cassette learning than a music. Ipo all kirtanas they are learning through cassette. And the cassette la avarude voice la pronunciation e correct a irukadhu. இவனுக்கு புரியறது தான் அவன் பாடுவான். திருப்பி அப்படியே அந்த பரம்பரா வந்துடும். ஸோ அனிருக்தான் வேக் ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன் வைல் சாமகானம் டைம் தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் சாண்டிங் அண்ட் ஆல் சாமகானம் ஃப்ரம் சைல்ட்ஹுட் தே கிவ் எங்கேஜ் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ். நீங்கள் இப்படி போய் சாமகானம் கற்றுக்க முடியுமா என்ன? அது இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி ட்ரெயின்ட் கல்டிவேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் சைல்ட்ஹுட் எங்கேஜ். Then fourth one is Niruktam. Nirukta, Prajapati Devata. This Anirukta is connected to Prajapati Devata. Then the fourth one, Nirukta, is called Spastam. Clear pronunciation, crystal clear pronunciation. Soma Devata, connected to Soma Devata. Spastam. Then same time you have to sing smoothly, softly. The ganam should be soft a irkanum, nalla pleasant a irkanum, mrudu. That's like a vayu devata. Vayu devata is connected. Sleshnam one word is there, ante elegant, subtle. Is indra devata. Sleshnam related to indra devata. Then Krauncham, Krauncha Pakshi bird, it's a beautiful, the force and effort you have to take. Certain words when you are uttering, you have to use the force. Here the Udgita Sama, Brihaspati Devata. Then the last and final one, Apadvantam. The when you are talking and the metallic sound should come. Kang kang nu solluva illaya pesumbodhu the voice metallic sound should come. Shankhu swaram. Shankhu. With this they have to do stavanam. With all these corrections, without any vagueness, full clear, smooth, loud, high pitch, they have to sing samaganam. Therefore, then only you can nod your head when they are singing Samagana. இது இன்னும் இல்லாமலே, if they sing Samagana, who will listen? That's chanting every day. நமக்கு ஒரு மந்திரம் படிக்கிறதுக்குள்ள போதும் போதும் ஆயிடுது. Spelling. That too, Tamil language is very, very difficult pronunciation. Because there are no four letters. Ka, kha, ga, gha. கிடையவே கிடையாது. என்ன எப்படி படிக்கிறது? Sanskrit, imagine. சின்ன வயசுல இருந்தே ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் வரணும், ரொம்ப அவசியம், அது கம்பல்சரி. சோ வருண ஹியர் அபத்வாந்தம் இஸ் வருண தேவதா, பட் ஹியர் மந்திர டெல்ஸ் யூ கேன் கிவ் அப் தட் வருண தேவதா ஹியர் ஹி சேஸ். தட் கானம் யூ கேன் கிவ் அப் ஹியர். வை யூ டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ வேதா டெல்ஸ் தட் ஆல் கிவ் அப். Then the second mantra says, Stavana Samaya Gana Prakaraha. The Gnanam Stavanam Pannam Bodhu, all these, the Gnanam method eppadi irukkano? What is the method of singing when you are chanting that Samagana? Method. Methodology. For Stavanam. Stavana Samaya Gana Prakaraha. So when I am singing, for whose sake I am singing, what for I am asking what, and that all going to come, that we'll see in the next class. So not for your sake only, you are singing for Pitru Devatas, other Devatas, and one Devatas, idhukaga na pray pandra, ellarkaga pray pannanum, idhula, even for Pitrus, so many are there, clearly going to come, we'll see that in the next class.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.